My friends who are here who just recently completed this amazing ride, a bike ride from New Jersey all the way down to Florida to raise awareness and raise funds for Embrace Kids. And the mission was called Dream for the Kids. And if you want a full recap, a great website put together. We do have a link up on our Facebook fan page that will take you right there. It is Dream, the number 4, TK, as in the kids, .org. And you can read up all the information and find out some more about the people that pulled this amazing event off here. And they did a great job. Who was one of the support staffers? Either of you guys doing the support? Was somebody doing support here? Talk about what it was like. I mean, you get to drive and ride in a car while they're riding a bike, right? Is that kind of how it worked? But you just made sure they had everything they needed?
Yeah, we pretty much made sure they weren't falling on the side of the road. We had to, you know,
helpful things
them.
Yeah, like
helpful
that.
Helpful things.
Right.
So we sat in the car and drove around. One of our main things was to run errands. We would go ahead in the route and drive a couple miles ahead of them and wait for them, or we would, because we are also a documentary staff, ride right alongside them and
wow.
You know, stick our cameras outside the window and shoot them and
nice.
Chat with them. But yeah, it was great. We sat and, you know, at the end of the trip, they were all exhausted, but the three of us were ready to go on another trip.
Yeah, right. They had to be so energized once they completed this thing. So let me guess, lots of bottled water and lots of like energy bars and granola bars,
yeah,
stuff like that, right?
Yeah, we got a great donation from Cliff. We got a lot of Cliff bars and
nice.
Blocks and gels, which the riders all enjoyed for a portion of the trip. So that was great. And a lot of, you know, good foods that we just mushed together.
How many hours or how many miles in a day? Was there a limit on how the ride was constructed as far as that went? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I can answer that. I'm Ricky. I'm one of the riders. We did an average of 75 miles a day, but there's a lot of variability too, because one day our longest day in Virginia was 113 miles actually.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, maybe we'd have a shorter day one day where we'd volunteer in the morning and then we'd bike in the afternoon, and one of our shortest days when we were in Florida was about 50 miles. So it's a big range, but average around 75-80.
The bikes held up? Did you go through tires and brakes and all that stuff on the bikes over the trip too?
Phil actually finished the ride with
the guy
same tires and same tubes.
Really? Yeah.
I had a
few
pop tires. Simi had a few pop tires. Brandon did. Gabby did. We actually had to replace some of the gears on a few bikes after a spill. But nothing too major. Everything was always repairable. Everything got fixed. And the bikes held together.
Along the East Coast, it's a hilly ride, I'm betting. I mean, you're not driving through Nebraska and Kansas. There's a lot of hills and mountains when you're on the East Coast, right? You encounter a lot of that?
Well, actually, right after Virginia, the hills kind of just stop.
Is that right?
It's really just, it's really flat. We went through the Outer Banks, and actually worse than the hills was the constant wind. We didn't realize this, but we were biking into the wind the entire time, which is like a perpetual hill. So
that's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. But what a trip, though. So you said for 75 miles. So how many hours of riding is that?
It would vary.
Yeah.
So, like Ricky had mentioned, in the north, it was a lot hillier, but it was also a lot cooler.
Okay.
And then once, you know, we hit that point around Williamsburg in Virginia, it completely flattened out, but the temperature drastically increased. So we were kind of out on the road for the same amount of time, but as we got further and further down, it was because we were stopping. So we would take like an hour break, or we'd take like, you know, we would take a good portion off in the middle of the day because it was too hot to ride. So we would get up anywhere between like 4:30 and like 7. And it took us 2 hours to get ready. And just because there's so many of us, we have to cook breakfast, we have to get the bikes ready, we have to, you know, put all of our sleeping stuff away, we might have to dismantle tents. So it would take us 2 hours to get ready from wherever we were. So that was always a bit of a production. And then the support team would meet up with us like anywhere from 30 to 50 miles in, and then we would stop and we'd eat, and then we would keep going. So we would usually start that point in the morning, and then we would end any time between like 3 and 5 o'clock any given day.
Did you guys find some time to have some fun? I mean, you're young kids, you're up and down the East Coast. Did you have a chance to sort of, you know, sample the culture and enjoy the lifestyle a little bit? And Ed, you could talk about that. Yeah, did you have a chance to kind of enjoy the trip and take in the sights while you're on your way there?
You know what? We thought we'd have a lot more time to enjoy the trip than we thought. A lot of the trip was, you know, we'd bike for a big portion of the day and then come back and, you know, grease the tires and grease the chain, you know, fix, run errands, do a lot of work. So ended up being, we didn't have enough hours in the day to get everything done. But we did have a day to enjoy ourselves in Charleston. We had a built-in day.
That's not a bad place to spend a day, you know? Yeah.
Not at all.
It was fantastic. We had a built-in day where, you know, if anything went wrong, we could spill over to that day and ride, but we didn't need it. The planning was pretty good.
Yeah. Cool. Talk about the feeling when it was mission accomplished, when you guys rolled on in there to Disney World and you said, we made it. What was that feeling like when you guys rolled on into town there?
Well, we actually had a few family members and friends waiting for us at our official ending point.
That's
which
cool.
Was,
That's
which
cool.
Which is a big, you know, Disneyland of Dreams sign in Orlando, Florida, which was fantastic to see just coming down the street. You could see the sign in the distance and you could see all the people waiting for us. And it was just an overwhelming feeling of, I think, just accomplishment and just happiness to see familiar faces. It was almost unreal. I kind of didn't even believe it when we finished. I'm like, do I have to bike tomorrow?
I think waking up the next day was the weirdest because we felt like it was just a normal day of riding and that we should be up. I don't think any of us were able to sleep past 7:30. And we were just like ready to get up and do it again the next day. But the next day we did Disney and I think we were all more exhausted after our day at Disney.
I'm sure.
Because we were in the parks from 9 a.m. to like 11 p.m. Okay. And we were just completely
well deserved. Well,
ground.
After pulling this off, well deserved for all you guys. So that's amazing work. And again, you can check them out online. Great website with recap, pictures, details. You'll find at dream4tk.org. You can check them out online. And just an amazing, amazing thing to do. And we'll come back and wrap up our feature with them in just a second. Jersey Central traffic and weather time, 8:20.